Male grooming.
Yeah, I'm worried about several things, and I also have some questions about things. Number one, for the guy who worked so hard all of his life in high school and into college to grow hair on his chest, is the guy no longer supposed to have hair on his chest?
You know what? That's an interesting topic because that came up in my household a couple of years ago. Now, to set the stage, I am the hairiest individual on the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really thought about my chest hair. But a couple of years ago, my wife said to me, have you ever thought about trimming your chest hair? You know, not shaving your chest, but just taking the clippers to the chest hair and trimming it. And I thought, I've never really thought about it.
Why would I think about that?
And she said, well, so-and-so and so-and-so does it, and so-and-so and all of her friends' husbands do it. And I started to think, I guess I could try it. So I took the clippers to it, and I thought, yeah, that does look...
Like hedge trimmers, or just
well,
like...
Well, yeah, for me, I needed hedge trimmers.
Like, got a weed eater, just taped the switch on, and...
And you know what? For my hobbies, for my running and riding, it's so much cooler.
Really?
It's like I've taken a wool sweater off my chest, and it looks better. And so now we laugh at the fact that I used to have this Magnum PI hairy chest.
Let's see
this,
it. You had beautiful feet. Let's see your beautiful chest.
Well, it's shaved down.
Wow,
pretty
boy.
Good.
Yeah, boy, you did shave that mama bear.
Yeah.
Wait, how long ago did you do this? Because we used to room together, and you used to always have the hairiest
right in
chest
Jordan's
in the
face.
World.
I probably did.
He was
it.
Always, look at my chest.
I don't know. Maybe I started doing this last summer?
Really?
So how often do you have to do that?
Maybe once a week.
And you just do it with scissors?
I've got my beard trimmer. Yeah.
Okay.
But I now can't believe that I used to walk around with that wool sweater on my chest. And now we laugh about it. But you know, I'm a very, very hairy guy, so I've got to do a lot of male grooming.
All right, and you
like even down there?
Well, we'll get to there eventually. Hold on.
He always wants to stampede to the privates.
Yeah. Show us what you got down there. Oh, my God. I just said it.
So, okay, back, you had the treatment on that, right?
I get my back waxed a couple times a year, yeah.
Does it hurt?
I don't have an overly hairy back, but it's hairy enough to where I need to get it waxed. And I just learned that a long time ago, that women hate a hairy back. On a man, that is probably at the top of their list. They'll all tell you.
So yeah, does it hurt? Was it like the Donnie thing at the compound where they rip off the hair and he screams?
It doesn't hurt. I would say it doesn't hurt at all because your back skin is a little tougher than your chest is real sensitive. If you were to wax your chest like Donnie had done, or if you had your face waxed or something, you have more sensitive skin parts, so your back is pretty tough.
Why don't women find a hairy back attractive? You would think that in our evolution, our biological evolution, that women would find the silver-backed male attractive, right? Because
they used to like the hairy chest. That used to be a big thing.
Oh yeah, it used to back in the 70s and the
80s.
70s and 80s.
And yeah.
Yeah, it was
but
a
now
big deal.
Women want their guys to look a little bit more like women.
Right. A little
smooth
less hairy
and hairless.
Okay. So what about arms? Look at my arm hair, man. That is like out of control long now.
Like Ed Asner?
Yeah, if I put like sunscreen on, it like sticks up like it's a fro.
Like UConn Cornelius.
I've got that too, but they're
you supposed to trim that?
I don't trim arm hair now. At some point you gotta
They're gonna say
you gotta
that's
draw
next.
The line.
Yeah, I don't trim my arm hair.
Alright, what about armpit hair?
No. I don't trim that.
I have taken
I think you need to clip that back.
What I've taken to doing is put your arms down, and if you have hair that is sticking out, I trim that off.
Really?
Yes.
I never knew that guy, until this moment, I never knew, other than swimmers,
who shave
everything, I never knew that guys paid attention to their armpit
hair. Just noticed one day that I thought, that looks terrible with as much, when my arm is completely down and my pit is closed, hair was sticking out. So I took care of that.
See, I think you need to keep that trimmed back just to keep it from being the deodorant trap.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think I've trimmed mine before.
Because
it's been a while.
Have you noticed that all deodorant seems to be aluminum deodorant. I mean, you can't get a non-antiperspirant anymore, can you? It seems like everything is antiperspirant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll adhere. You get deodorant residue that you cannot wash off. No matter how many times you soap that, it will still have that feel of having antiperspirant deodorant. And when you have that hair there, it adheres to all that. You got to get rid of armpit hair.
How often do you take the little apparatus and go inside your ear and your nose and your eyebrows?
I haven't paid attention to the nose yet, and I guess I'm going to have to start. But
uh-oh.
I've noticed that Dennis Miller did the great routine. He said that hair movement on a man's body is fascinating, and it kind of mimics what goes on in society. The hair of the top of your head, of the inner city, eventually, as you get older, moves to the suburbs of your ears, neck, and back.
That is so true.
And it is true. Men start thinning on top, but suddenly they start thickening nose, ears, back, neck. I've got the fuzz on my ears that I have to take the little trimmer to.
I used to take tweezers to that, but man.
Not the ear.
Like Patrick on SpongeBob, just pull out like that. But I don't do that anymore.
Gitmo.
Use the little trimmer on that.
Yeah, that's probably almost, I bet you that's almost weekly that I do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to look like Rick Carlisle's ears.
I have to trim my eyebrows.
Wait a second. Breaking news here.
Really?
I broke that story several years ago.
We need a sounder.
The man with the hairiest eardrums or ear canals in the Metroplex is Rick Carlisle.
Really?
I've not had to cover Mavericks practice in quite some time, but a couple of years ago, I was so distracted by his ear hair that I could not pay attention to anything he said.
Maybe that's why he's so angry all the time.
You know, Rich, I have a similar thing. I get distracted by that with dudes you talk to and just go, man, I don't think he knows forest that is
the growing. Nose hair is the most distracting one, even more than ear hair, right?
Remember Jim Hunter's?
Yes. Jim Hunter of CBS Sports had the most out-of-control nose hair I've ever seen in my life.
He does the Orioles games on TV, and I swear you can see it on HD.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Now, Gordon and I can kind of get away with nose hair a little bit sometimes, because when you have a mustache, it kind of can blend in sometimes.
Blend in? What do you mean? You just comb it straight down into the mustache?
No, but if it's like a little long, you might not. People don't notice it as readily, because you got a mustache right behind it.
People always notice nose hair.
Boy, in the British Open, they were doing real close-ups on the players on that final round. I was like, man, if I knew I was going to be in the last couple of groups, you would have to do a serious nose-trimming job on Saturday night because they get right up in your face. Everyone seemed to be pretty well-groomed. No one had any renegade nose hairs going crazy.
Hey, you want to ruin a woman for you? Just start looking at her nose hair. You won't. You can't help but notice it.
I don't think I've ever noticed female nose hair.
You have to look. I mean, because women generally keep it, but they have nose hair because they're humans, right?
Ugh.
I know it. Isn't it disgusting?
So how
once you notice it, man? Ugh!
What device do you use to get up the nose and
same
trim
thing
it?
As you use on your ears?
But it won't fit. Like the thing I use on the ears, the blade's an inch wide or so, and
you use a beard trimmer.
Yeah.
On your ears.
Oh, okay. I use that little.
There's a nose
circular thing.
Yeah.
It's circular.
Yeah.
So it's like a pin. Yeah, and you just.
Is it dangerous?
No.
Very.
It won't cut the inside, the membranes on your...
No. It's like got a slotted top.
Yeah. It's exciting.
And it's got blades inside there, so you can't... There's not exposed blades.
Do you guys have to do what I do and pluck the unibrow?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't pluck. I just trim it. I haven't had to pluck it yet.
Yeah, if I didn't pluck, I'd have one eyebrow straight across.
The unibrow right... Oh, in the middle, I'll shave that.
Will you?
Mm-hmm. Don't do that. That's a bad look. We used to have a guy, it seemed like it was Shotgun Jones, who came on the air and talked about that one time, how he just runs the razor straight down the center of his unibrow. So it's just, it's Bic wide, you know? It's just like Gillette wide right between his eyebrows.
Yeah. Now, I don't go up and down. I just go right across because I just have about three hairs right there.
Ugh.
And that's it.
You're an animal.
And if I didn't keep up with my eyebrows, I'd be very Andy Rooney-like, and someone needs to talk to him about
man,
what is going on.
It's unbelievable.
If only
it?
Pierre Salinger were still alive to pull Andy Rooney aside and say.
I have to trim the eyebrows probably once a week, I would say.
I do, too. I think that gets worse as you get older.
Do you guys shave your neck? I have to shave like my neck. Here? Yeah, I have to take the razor in the shower about every third day and shave my neck.
Holy
back
cow.
Your neck.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, my neck and back are out of control.
I usually just wait until I get a haircut on the neck, and they take care of it then.
Right. You just need to go ahead and turn into Bigfoot, Craig. Your body is trying
to.
You need to just stop grooming these Mexican circus boys.
He's well groomed. He takes care of it. A lot of guys don't.
It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah, it is.
Of the apes.
I got to start doing that back thing. My back's out of control. And I didn't have a stitch of hair back there in my 20s. But you start getting into your 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, like Dennis Miller said, that migration goes from the top of your head down to your back and ears and nose.
Well, what causes that? I thought your testosterone went down when you got older, so why would you start growing hair on your back?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Let's take a couple of calls on male grooming talk to Jason in Plano. You're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Hey, I never understood, and you know, especially like, more prevalent in college, I guess, and now I'm in my mid-30s, but all the primping that goes on with the shaving. I mean, we're talking, you know, the private areas, and then they do the combinations where they do their forearms for the muscle tone, but yet they wouldn't do their chest. And then they'd move to the back, you know, you'd have the different combinations of shaving as well.
Yeah, I don't know about shaving down there.
No, I've never done that. Now I have just, you know, kind of trimmed things back a bit.
You're right, with scissors.
Well, right.
But I've never
the curtain back today, dude.
But, yeah. but I would never want to take a blade of any sort near that area.
No.
Take scissors down there?
You do too.
God, I couldn't do that. Would be way too tempting. I could just cut off the source of all this sin.
Gosh.
So close.
And I guess there's a kind of a blade on scissors, but I've got a safety pair of scissors that I use.
Like a blunt nose kid
second
scissors.
Grade.
But I learned that a long time ago, too, that women are turned off by just as men can be turned off by the fright wig down there on a woman.
Right.
Same thing the other way around. And I never thought about that.
And the Schroeder, by the way, should never be with hair. The Schroeder needs to... If you do have hair, it should tastefully be distributed above the extension part. It should never be below.
You mean parted and combed?
No. You should not have hair on the Schroeder.
Okay.
What? And if you do have
Why don't you just say that instead of the tastefully...
You should have... If you do have... It should just be around in this area here.
In the shape of a heart?
Yes, or a landing strip. I have a horizontal landing strip.
You're sick.
Should you ever do the Hitler down there?
You should never do that anywhere.
No.
Brooke in Plano, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hey now.
Okay, so I have a word of warning for the clipping of the nose hair, because being a female, I want to make sure that that's not there. And when I first started clipping my nose hair, I'm a runner, and you just can't clip too much, because when you go running and you're breathing hard and you're in a highly pollinated area, I was sick for like 3 weeks.
Because you didn't have the hairs?
Yeah.
Because there was no nose hair, I guess, to protect you from whatever, I guess, is there for a reason.
Well, then walk around like a Japanese and have the mask on.
That's a
surgical mask.
I'm just saying there's a fine line. Don't overdo it, because, Junior, you know, you're out there doing all your exercises and stuff with your running and your bicycling, and it could cause havoc. So, FYI.
Well, thanks for that tip. And can you back up the thought that women nowadays prefer a more groomed man?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that.
No more chest hair?
You know, as long as it's just not like grizzly.
Yeah.
I mean, a little chest hair is fine. A little bit of back hair on the lower back is fine. But on the top of the back, not so much.
Mm. Okay, thank you. To Kyle in Dallas, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I've got a couple tips for you. Number one, if you shave your armpit hair, you'll get rid of a lot of the odor that's associated with
that. Odor.
That makes sense.
And you can also get these salt sticks instead of deodorant. And the salt actually kills the bacteria that causes the smell. So that's one tip. The Hitler above the unit is a good idea.
It is?
Shave It is. It's a friction pad, so to speak. And the other thing is, if you shave your legs, Craig, you know this. When you slide into your slacks or into bed and the sheets, nothing feels better than that with shaved legs.
It's wonderful.
It makes you feel a little gay, though.
Yeah, it's got to.
No.
It's a little gay feeling.
You feel like a woman.
I've been doing it for so long, I don't feel gay anymore. It just feels natural.
It feels natural for you to feel like a woman.
Right.
What about the coloring of the hair?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I have no problem with
it. I'm fine with it to a point. When it looks like, and I'm going so gray so quickly, and I've thought about this a lot, when it gets to a point on a guy where he walks in a room and everybody says he dyes his hair, that's when I think you should stop.
When it's that weird amber color?
Yeah, or when it just looks so obvious, when the guy's clearly 90, but he's got this black jet black hair.
Right.
That's other than that, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm
Hank
fine
Stram,
with that.
I think he was pulling off a sham.
What about Ron Reagan?
You know who was...
Did he dye his hair forever?
Yeah, at the end.
Ronald Reagan dyed his hair. Elvis, he was gray in his... Yeah, he was gray in his early 20s, and he dyed his hair jet black.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Never knew that.
The great E.
All right, that's Male Grooming Talk. It's 8:34 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, we're going to be...